Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
It's Dr. Andy Cope with this week's podcast, and I don't know, this might land, it might not, but it's a thought that I had that I did turn into a blog, but I just thought sometimes it's easy just to talk things through. So what I've noticed on popping into the shops is that in recent years, it's kind of recent phenomena, we've invented a whole load of new foods that don't seem to contain what you think that they should contain. So there's all these meals and drinks where the essential ingredient has gone AWOL, right? So wheat-free pasta, decaffeinated coffee, what's the point? Sugar-free sweeteners, flour-free bread. Have you tried it? It's got no gluten. It was dairy-free ice cream. I saw that the other day. Meat-free sausages. Non-alcoholic beer. Come on. I've been advised not to even mention vegan cheese. It's too controversial, right? I'll get hate mail apparently if I even mention vegan cheese, so I won't. But suffice to say, it contains no vegans or cheese. It's a mis-selling scandal. Anyway, cut the silliness. My point is, it's not just food, is it? Life can be the same, really. Life can have its main ingredients extracted, literally. Like leaving you with a pale imitation of what was advertised on the life brochure. So once you've drained the life out of life, it's like taking the caffeine out of coffee and the alcohol out of alcohol. Once you've overlooked you've left out the fun and you've sieved out the passion, you've extracted the optimism, you've removed the playfulness, what's left can be, life can be a bit bland, basically. You know what I'm trying to say. So that's why we exist at Art of Being Brill, the books, the workshops, the keynotes. We specialise in kind of delivering stuff that puts the main ingredient front and centre. Because life to be enjoyed, really, not endured. Life's a feast, gorge on it. But here's the kicker, really. The thing at Art of Being Brill is, you know, we can't preach at you and all we can do is suggest that it's your life and it's your ingredients. That is the absolute truth. It's your life and they're your ingredients. You can put whatever you want in, can't you? You can put negativity in. You can put low-level grumbling into life if you want. We'll feel a bit flat if you do. Hey, you're the chef, folks. You're the chef. All we do is help you choose well. So I think in terms of having a couple of minutes left, can I introduce you to the 10-5 homework for this week? 10-5 principle. Beautiful thing. Very simple. Doesn't cost a bean. 10-5 principle basically says this. So if you're listening to this podcast, this is your homework. Everybody that comes within 10 feet of you for the rest of this week, you make eye contact. And everybody who comes within 5 feet of you this week, I want you to smile and say hi. Right? That's it. There's nothing, like I say, it doesn't cost anything. So let me say it again. Anybody who comes within 10 feet of you, you're going to make eye contact. And everybody who comes within 5 feet of you, you're going to smile and say hi. Yeah. It works pretty, it's a beautiful thing because instead of strolling along, stomping along, looking at your phone, you're actually making eye contact, creating a little ripple, smiling, saying hi. You're creating a tiny little human contact there. And in a world of distraction, you know, it's nice to actually create a human connection. And 10-5 principle, right? It works everywhere. It doesn't work on the London Underground. Top tip there. Don't try it there. I did try it last week and nearly got arrested. But everywhere else, it will work and you will stand out. You will create a ripple of well-being and feel good and happiness. Because isn't that one of the main, aren't they the main ingredients? Yeah, I knew this would make sense. It makes sense in my head. Hopefully it makes sense to you. 10-5 principle. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!